This is the sound of a turkey farm 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. Yep, there's no turkeys here.
Yeah, a lot of people have been coming to try to see the turkeys and they're all gone.
That's Judd Culver. He and his wife Carrie run the Kelly Turkeys USA farm in Crozet outside of Charlottesville. The turkeys they began raising here earlier this year are a special breed called Kelly Bronze.
Hey, handsome. You gonna gobble?
Actually, there is still one turkey here, though he refuses to gobble. He's destined for a family's yard instead of a family feast. Carrie Culver introduced me.
He is a beautiful bronze tom turkey, and he has gorgeous bronze feathers that in the sunshine have almost a rainbow effect.
This is the only farm in the U.S. raising these Kelly Bronze turkeys. In fact, the eggs come from the U.K., courtesy of this guy.
I'm Paul Kelly. I'm a turkey farmer from Chelmsford, Essex in England.
Paul Kelly is the Kelly in Kelly Bronze. He and his family have been raising these big, beautiful birds for 40-odd years in the U.K., so he has lots of hands-on experience with them.
I'm the Guinness World Record holder for plucking a turkey, and I also hold the Guinness World Record for carving a turkey, so I'm the world's fastest turkey carver. Isn't that sad?
He's also an expert gobbler. If you want to hear what a field full of Kelly Bronze turkeys actually sounds like, check out his gobbling demonstration video on YouTube.
Now, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to be an aggressive male and gobble really loudly.
When Paul decided to expand his family business from the UK to the US, where demand for turkeys is far higher, he recruited Judd and Carrie Culver. Judd is a poultry nutritionist. Carrie is an immunologist. Both are graduates of Virginia Tech and experts in poultry science.
Carrie and Judd were incredibly hardworking people, passionate about what we were doing. I mean, I think that's half the battle.
The other half of the battle is raising these birds. Unlike turkeys on a traditional factory farm, these guys aren't raised in cramped quarters. They roam free on a 16-acre field at the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
They are bred to be wild, so they're very happy to be outside. And they do like their little nestled places in the woodlands at night when they roost for the night and rest. And then the llamas will come in and settle right next to them and lay back to back.
Did you catch that? She said llamas. The turkeys here are protected by an electric fence, security cameras, and two llamas named Sequoia and Silk Buttons.
They kind of work together to intimidate larger predators like bears and coyotes and make sure that they're nice and protected overnight.
Sounds pretty idyllic, doesn't it? At least for a turkey. But even pampered poultry eventually meets its maker, which is why 10 days ago, the fully mature birds said goodbye to their llama friends and waddled their way down the driveway to this one-story steel-sided building just behind the main farmhouse.
I always call it the barn, but it's our processing facility.
That's the sound of the massive cooling system in a 2,000-square-foot walk-in cooler. Nearly 1,300 hand-plucked turkeys are dry-aging here, hanging by their feet in metal racks. It's not a pretty picture, but it is an essential part of the poultry preparation process, perfected by Paul Kelly and his parents.
When you're aging the bird, when you're hanging it, the collagen, the connective tissue in the meat is breaking down and it's just getting really, really tender and giving it more flavour.
But it's not just the life and production process of a Kelly Bronze that's unique. The turkeys are hand-packed and shipped to butchers in sleek black boxes, nestled with a sprig of rosemary, a meat thermometer, and a cookbook. All of this exquisite attention is reflected in the price. These Kelly Bronze turkeys sell for $10 to $12 a pound, as opposed to a buck or two a pound for a traditional turkey. But of course, Paul Kelly thinks it's worth it.
The hand plucking and the hanging, that artisan process, costs so much money to do. But if it's the same as in England, people are willing to pay the premium for something that's very special and very good. And hopefully, that's what will happen at Thanksgiving.
It certainly looks like that's happening. Of the 1,300 birds that the Culvers raised this year in Crozet, only about 400 remain for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. In fact, the family is feeling so optimistic about the Kelly Bronze, they plan to double their flock next year, eventually growing to 10,000 free-range turkeys.
You gonna gobble for us?
Which ultimately, as long as you're here early enough in the season,
gonna do a gobble?
Means a lot more of this.
That was a good one, buddy. That's the moneymaker shot right there.
For WMRA News, I'm Emily Richardson-Lorente.